For college and pro sports teams, the final product is unwrapped on the playing field. But the reason successful organizations win championships is more than talented players or brilliant coaches or executing the X's and O's. Champions are made, or at least developed, in the weight room. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to support the show and sustain it with a tax-deductible contribution at WWIB.com. The strength and conditioning coach helps athletes improve performance and achieve their goals through customized training programs for teams and individuals. And somebody who knows precisely what an S&C coach does is on S&C Sports and Commentary today. He's former Air Force Academy strength and conditioning coach Mike McFadden. Mike is the state director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in Wisconsin, and he'll be coming to the Chippewa Valley on Tuesday, November 9th for the annual FCA fundraiser and celebration evening of what God's doing through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And it's a delight to have Mike McFadden with me on Sports and Commentary. So, strength and conditioning coach at Air Force Academy. Mike, tell us what you've done in the world of sports, will you?
Wow. Thanks for that introduction. Most recently, as you said, I was at the Air Force Academy. I was a strength conditioning coach there. But that was really kind of the latter part. I started off more in the military and law enforcement route. So originally from Texas, joined the military, joined the Army not long after high school, and, had the opportunity, of course, to serve my time, initial time on active, kind of went back into the reserves. And then I got into law enforcement. I was a police officer down in Texas for a few years. And then that was right about the time when things started kind of getting crazy over in the Middle East. So I went back to active duty, served in combat in Iraq, did a year tour over there. And basically in my entire time, I stayed between the active Army and the reserves for 15 years.
That's great. Thank you, Mike, for your service. So you go from the military and law enforcement into the athletic training coaching world. How did that happen?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was medically retired. I was getting ready for my second tour of duty over in Iraq and just took some injuries during some training and ended up getting medically retired. And that gave me an opportunity to go back to school and, started studying like exercise science, physiology, biomechanics, and went back to school there in Texas and got a bachelor's and a master's degree in exercise physiology. And that's what led me down the path of becoming a strength and conditioning coach.
All right, good. Well, most people, I think, Mike, when they hear the title strength and conditioning coach, kind of conjure up an image of a guy just spotting a lifter in the weight room, but the job is a whole lot bigger than that, isn't it? Why don't you explain it?
Wow. Yeah, thanks for asking, because you're right. Oh, I think sometimes we do still fight that stigma. First of all, if you're going to coach at the collegiate level, there are requirements, there are mandates to have certifications and licensure across any NCAA D1 program. So then therefore that typically requires a background in education, having a bachelor's degree in that field, whether it's kinesiology or exercise physiology or something like that. So every strength conditioning coach, especially at the collegiate professional level, are highly educated. They've been trained. They've been trained in the sciences, the inner workings of the body, down to the cellular level. So we're not just looking at putting weight on a bar. We're looking at how the body responds to that. Then there's the difference in, well, hey, the way that I train a football player is not the same way I train a swimmer. So, for instance, every year at the academy, I had on average 5 to 6 teams. I had lacrosse, baseball, track and field, swimming. And each team, each athlete required specific programming. But if I didn't know the inner workings of the body, than the programming. If I just went in with a regular, hey, we're going to do 3 sets of 10 of bench press, well, that could probably end up doing more damage to certain athletes.
Sure, sure. I've just been thinking here, Mike, that maybe the weight room could be a great place for some intimate conversations about life, in your case, about your faith story, and inviting people to hear more about Jesus. Did that happen at the Air Force Academy? Tell me about it.
Yeah, the weight room, well, not to sound hyper-spiritual, the weight room in a lot of ways became my mission field. It became my pulpit. It allowed me to set a standard. And then, therefore, the way that I conducted myself as a Christian could radiate, you know, throughout that room. I mean, if I had rules. I had rules on the kind of language that we would use. I had rules on the kind of music that we would listen to. And I've just kind of got to jump ahead. And where the Lord even led me out of the weight room and into FCA was while I was at the academy. I led about 7 or 8 of my athletes to the Lord. Through the weight room, a couple of them got saved in the weight room.
Wow, that's terrific. All right, Mike, we're out of time for today's show, so let's get you back here coming up and talk about your own faith story. How did you come to know Christ as your personal Savior? Who introduced you to Jesus and that message? So we'll visit about that. Mike McFadden, former Air Force strength and conditioning coach, and now the director of the state FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and he's going to be speaking November 9th, Calvary Baptist in Eau Claire, for the annual FCA Celebration Night fundraiser. Mike, thank you for being here, and we'll get together again soon on Sports and Commentary. God bless you. Have a great day.
All right, sir. You too.